Hoi hoi hoi.
No.
See you next week.
Yeah.
We got. Are we going to be high energy or low energy? Because we just did a lot of recording.
No, that's fine. Just you triggered me.
Well, here we are. Technically, the last untitled Trek show. How do you feel about that? Boo, he says.
Yeah, sorry, you go outside, mate. You're not welcome here. Yes. You're cheering. Yeah. No, come on, you come in. Come. Yeah. Be nice. Welcome.
Is that the two people that have listened to the show? Is that the two?
Oh, shit. Hang on, yeah. No, mate. No, yeah, you can come back in.
Come back in.
I don't care if you're booing.
Who's forgiven? We need the numbers, yeah. Oh, welcome to the Untitled Trek show, your one-stop shop for Star Trek.
But this episode only. For
this episode only, yeah, now I'm figuring out an intro. No, we're not going to do anymore.
Yeah, you've got to figure out, yeah, that is your task. This is your show. You have got to figure out an intro and an outro.
No,
for whatever
we
change
do,
the name.
No.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
No, yep. We don't do any of that box on this show. This
you
is
need
the,
consistency.
No, this is the show that doesn't have that shit. That's why we don't get the numbers.
Oh,
do enough work.
It.
Don't need that as well.
Enter authorization code.
Right. Here we are. What have you been doing for the last fortnight? What sci-fi have you watched? Any?
No Star Trek. No, obviously Star Trek for today's episode. The closest sci-fi I've watched was, I went back and watched 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Which I haven't watched in ages. And I'd got it into my head and I'd wanted to watch a bad film. So I thought, oh, watch 2012. That's the one with Nicolas Cage, isn't it? And all the Mayans. And no, 2012 is the Mayans, but literally, briefly, the Mayans knew, and that's it. Knowing was the one that I was thinking about, which is the Nicolas Cage one.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, that is a trash film. And I will go back and watch it. And it's all ooh-la, pee-pee-poo-poo aliens at the very end who basically say, oh yeah, we'll take the kids, and it's a really depressing ending. Yeah. No, 2012, I forgot how good it was.
Yeah.
It's actually quite an enjoyable film. It's not an enjoyable film. And having kids has ruined that for me.
Yeah.
I have kids. I now see children dying and things like that. And they, oh my God, what would I do in that situation? And it starts, oh my God, what am I going to do?
I used to think, like, if I watched a zombie thing or I listened to, like, some zombie books called The Undead by R.R. Hayward, you should definitely, if you ever listen to audiobooks or read, that's great. Like, each book's a day.
Oh, okay, that's
so
a cool idea.
So he does a day, so every day. They're fantastic. But I used to think, oh, yeah, if I was in this situation, I reckon I could survive a while. Now I'm a dad, I think, no, I'd die straight away. Because you'd be so focused on sorting
the
out.
Child.
Yeah, and then if something happens
and the wife.
To them, if something happens to the child.
Oh, you'd off yourself.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, eat me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do I do? It's too fucking late, I don't care now.
What's that, zombie Cliff Richard? Yeah, go on, you can have me.
Yeah, I've already got my pants down, Cliff, don't worry.
But that's the only kind of sci-fi stroke fantasy I've watched 2012. It's a bit of a weird ending, 2012. The arcs that they've created, that the engines can't turn on unless the door's closed. It's like, who came up with that idea?
Yeah.
But
I liked it, though.
It's not a bad film. And, oh, God, I'm sorry. It's one of the most miserable films as well with the... Okay, I know I'm the divorced dad, and my boy has said I really should try and get on with Gordon, his new stepdad. So I'm going to really try and get on with, oh no, he's dead, he's been pulled into the cogs and died a horrible death. Oh, well, I'll just get back with the family and make them all happy again.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow.
Yeah. As you said before, I think it's always like, you said it about Jingle All the Way, didn't you? Do one thing and then suddenly it's all okay again.
Yeah, do one thing and now my daughter no longer pisses the bed and the wife is happy with me again. Yay.
If only it was real.
And oh yeah, there's only 400,000 people left on Earth. Oops.
Result.
What have you been watching?
Oh, I have actually watched some stuff.
Gee, no.
Yep, June Prophecies.
Oh, that's the TV series you were telling me about.
Yeah, first episode. I sent you some photos of it. So cool.
It looked beautiful.
Yeah, looks great. Straight up taken the art style from the films. It's straight up the things. It's what was I thought a bit, it was set so many thousands of like 14,000 years, but like maybe not that many. Like an obscene amount of time before the films, because it's about the women You know how they all have that kind of priestess woman with them?
Yes.
Is how that started, like that kind of started-ish. Oh, okay. And it's set so many thousands of years or hundreds or whatever year. And then they're using the same technology. And you think, did technology just freeze? Did they get to a point in technology where nothing changed? They're still using the same body armor things. Did it never progress?
See, I don't know the books, so I couldn't tell you. So I don't know if the books, that's the truth. Maybe they hit a limit in technology, and that the limiting factor is the world of spice and everything else. Or was it just not lazily written, but did the author not think about actually if we progress by X number of years, technology will change? Don't forget, when was Dune written? Any ideas? Was it 60s, 70s?
Jesus, should we look it up?
Have a quick look it up, because what you've got to remember is, I don't think anyone around the 70s would have thought we would have had technology advance as quickly as we did.
Yeah.
So don't forget, early 1900s...
65.
So
yeah, way earlier than I thought.
Don't forget, at that point, how long had even aeroplanes been about? Do you see my point? So we've got aeroplanes, we get technology, and then look at computers. We went from the 1980s, well, even the 1970s, with really low-bit computers. We got to the 90s, modern processors, so the 486s is the world, the 586s, then it became the Pentium 2s, the Pentium 3s, and then all of a sudden, in the tiniest of year gaps, we went from like an 800 megahertz processor to, oh yeah, that processor got two cores and it can achieve a core speed of like 4.8 gigahertz in such a short time. And I don't think, maybe back in 65, he necessarily thought that technology would evolve in the same way that anything else does. And maybe there is the same technology because in his eyes, it didn't need to evolve. It was, that is what they've got. It works. So it's going to stay the same in the future. Whereas we know now, that especially when it comes to technology, technology released today in 10 years is going to be vastly different. Mobile phones, weapon technology, you name it. It's all very different very quickly.
What an incredible mind to have, though, to invent that, particularly back in 65, to think that would be what the future was. I don't know. It kind of feels like if that was written today, you could almost think, I can see where he's pulling these ideas from. But then, no.
Yeah, and it's the same with 2001 A Space Odyssey. You consider, when that was released, people weren't, I'm pretty sure, people weren't using or had even considered that VDUs, visual display units, would be used to show text or computer entry or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the forethinking of these people that create these things is amazing in comparison to what you get, well, some of the modern stuff we get anyway in film and TV. I mean, rinse and repeat is commonly used, isn't it, for most modern stuff at the moment. And obviously, like Disney, to make it live action.
I think with Disney, I think they're doing that for copyright. I think to continue.
It allows them to hold the copyright. Because obviously Lilo and Stitch has announced their, so that's technically sci-fi, has announced its, shown its live action trailer today. Not blown away by it, but you're right. It's about holding copyright for longer and allowing to be able to make more money off a franchise that they might lose in the future.
Well, How to Train Your Dragon, I think I posted the other day. I thought it was fake, but it's actually
And it's
real.
Frame for frame. Moana, is The Rock is doing...
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, fucking Mr. Steroids. What else?
He's wearing
watching?
A bodysuit. If you look at the pictures, oh, but it's I got suppose, to be a bodysuit.
I mean, I haven't seen a piece of...
Maui's body is disproportionate. Yeah. So if you're going to go buy that, you've got to make him look disproportionate.
Yeah. Not really sci-fi. Day of the Jackal. We watched all of Day of the Jackal. Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, right. Is that the...
Well, as many of that have come out.
It's the new
TV
series one, isn't it?
So we're up to date with that. That's brilliant. Don't really need to spoil that, but it's great. And when we... So, Arcane. Have you ever watched Arcane on Netflix?
No.
You might have been put off by it because it's a League of Legends characters. You might have heard
about it. I'd never even heard of it, so...
So, you've got to watch it. It is absolutely brilliant, Arcane.
Okay.
So the art style of the 3D graphics, nothing like it. There is absolutely nothing like it. It looks absolutely wonderful. And it just follows these sisters, really. So we're rewatching season one because we didn't remember it enough. So all of season two is just literally just come out maybe last week, the week before. But we're rewatching season one because we didn't remember it enough.
Right. Okay.
And yeah, that's all I've got to say. Watch Arcane, everybody. You will not regret it from the very beginning. All the fight scenes. You know how I went on about the Kimetsu no Yaiba fight scenes. Same thing here. Beautiful to look. Impactful punches. Really good story. And all the characters are engaging, every single one. There isn't a single character that you go, oh, God, this one's on screen.
Okay.
Every single one is likable and dislikable in their own ways.
And what style is it? Is it anime? Is it Western cartoon? Is it live action?
It's kind of like, it's not live action, so it's 3D cartoon graphics, but very heavily stylized. But you can see they've taken, and they're all American voice actors or English voice actors or something. It's not like it's dubbed or anything. But you can see there's like anime influences in some of the bits of it. But really, it's a westernized, based on characters from League of Legends.
Right, okay.
Created by, I think, the team at Riot who make League of Legends themselves anyway.
Oh, okay.
I think, don't quote me on that. But,
no, but it's interesting. If you create the game and you've got a studio of artists, then
it's incredible.
It makes sense to.
Absolutely incredible. People should watch it. So that's what I've been watching.
Nice.
Accessing library computer data.
Dos Cerritos.
So for the last time for a while...
Yeah, last
we're talking
time
Star
for a while.
Trek.
We're talking Star Trek, yeah.
Fun fact, I listen to a podcast called The Retrospectors,
mm-hmm.
and they do an episode every day, and it's 10
every
minutes.
Every day?
Every day. It's a 10-minute episode every day, and it's whatever happened in that day in history. That's really good, actually, because sometimes, yeah, I might skip a couple of days here and then when it's really something I don't care about, like medieval stuff, but then there's some interesting stuff. And the one on Friday just gone,
mm-hmm.
the first interracial kiss.
Star Trek, yeah.
But it's not.
No.
That's the fun thing. And I knew this fact already, but listening to the story and realising how many actually happened before that.
Right.
There were dozens. There were loads. And William Shatner was involved in two of them.
Oh.
But I think the thing you take away from it when you read about it is obviously Star Trek fans like... Star Wars fans, like any fan, mm-hmm. enjoy gatekeeping a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And when they get their teeth into maybe a fact that has been bastardized a little bit too much,
mm-hmm.
They start spouting it as one of the reasons why Star Trek is so much better. And obviously that one is, and most people have heard it, Star Trek is the first interracial kiss on TV, and it wasn't. Not by far. Film-wise, it was Sidney Poitier and someone else.
Okay.
There was a film with a Japanese lady, a Japanese man getting with a American lady. Oh, my goodness. But that was film. And then if you go by the TV and what they were saying, there were no end of East Asian women kissing men in various different TV shows, including William Shatner. So I think really maybe what they... meant to say, and even then this could still be wrong, is I think what they really wanted to say was this is the first time on American TV that we've seen a black woman kiss a white man.
Is it a prime time American
I think
TV?
Something along those lines. But even then, and the bit I didn't know about this story was everyone had to leave the set, so they finished filming for the day, and the final thing they were going to film this day was Shatner kissing Uhura, Nicole, mm-hmm. I can't think of her name now, but it's Kirk kissing Uhura,
mm-hmm.
and all the big suit men at the back of the studio, they filmed them kissing her, and then they said, right, we want one more shot done from a further distance so it could be misconstrued what's going on.
Right.
And apparently only the cameraman could have seen this, but apparently when they went in for a kiss, William Shatner started putting on a stupid face. He went cross-eyed. So when it came to the next day where they look at all the footage,
couldn't
it would have been too late. They couldn't use that one. So they had to go for the up close. It's definitely a kiss sort of thing.
Well,
because
good on
him. The other one's got William Shatner going cross-eyed, going,
good on him. He doesn't get much praise from us after last episode.
Well, no, he doesn't. And it's funny, and they bring up the fact as well that actually you've got Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner, both Jewish.
Mm.
And at that time, America was fair. Well, it was and can still be, just like most countries, bigoted.
Yeah.
So actually, these things weren't common on TV. So it was just an interesting topic.
Mm.
And seeing we were talking about Star Trek, I thought I'd steal their content.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine doing an episode every single day.
Oh, God, no.
Who would do that?
Well, I think, yeah, who would do that? obviously, they film theirs in huge bulk.
Yeah, they must do. They must do, like every fortnight or whatever.
Probably, yeah, they must do it monthly, I would have thought. But anyway.
Right,
Dos Santos. We are back.
So,
did you watch the final episode of season 4?
We have both realised neither of us has actually seen the last episode of season 4 for some reason.
I sat down watching it on my sofa. I was so into that final episode. What season 4 episode.
So I haven't watched it yet. I still haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my mate, you are... Oh, there is just some beautiful, amazingly funny comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a powerful and good episode. It's got everything you could want in it. It's got emotion. It's got act. It's just... full on,
yeah.
And you will be, I was laughing, I was cheering, I genuinely,
mm-hmm.
I knew I was in the house on my own, which is why I did, but it was amazing. It's one of the best episodes I have ever seen of Lower Decks.
Well, I've got to say, I think I need it, because, sorry to say to everybody, I think that episode 1 of season 5 was probably the weakest episode.
So,
I still enjoyed it because I love Lower Decks, but I think it was their weakest one.
Okay, so I do agree with you to an extent on that one. I think it was a very lazy episode, and it was late. It was basically, I think what they've done is they've... So having not seen the final episode of Series 4, it's hard to really go into this, but obviously you must have been wondering, why is Tindy a pirate now?
I think I'd seen enough like clips of things that I get that she blew something up. She did something to someone's ship, because she says it in the episode.
So but the long and the short of it is in season 4, one of the best jokes is they finally find out who's been destroying the ships.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out he's been liberating them instead. And it's Nick from that TNG episode.
Yeah.
Will Wheaton's in it, by the way, that episode.
Cool, yeah.
As
himself, as his character.
As his character. And there's a
Wesley.
Yes, Wesley, that's it. And there's a brilliant point. You've got Rutherford at the screen, and he's just like, he looks just like Tom Paris.
Mm.
And it comes back to him. He's like, even the facials, he's exactly the same. And it's just, that's a brilliant joke. For those of you that don't obviously know what it is, you get the actor that played Tom Paris in Voyager also appeared in TNG as Nick. And long and short of it, very funny. But yeah, to... save Beckett,
mm-hmm.
they go to Tendi's sister to borrow a ship.
Yep.
And the long and the short of it is to have the ship, she has to go back to be by her sister's side and become a pirate again. Yep. And obviously, they blow up the ship, and then that becomes a debt that she now has to pay back until she can go back.
And that's explained in this episode.
Exactly. So we come to this episode, but it feels like this episode was basically that. Then they realised there's not really enough story to that.
Yep.
So what other stories could we do? Let's do parallel universe, which is fine. However, they'd already done a fucking... brilliant job with
Strange New Worlds.
So already it was on a back foot for the whole parallel timey-wimey sort of weird stuff.
Well, I think the Strange New World wasn't parallel universe. It was just time travel.
Yeah, time travel and... yeah. But then we've got this just pointlessness. It's just... it's really... they're not bad. They're not evil.
They're just
they're
different.
Basically slightly different by 4%, does he say?
There's 0.4%,
something like that. Different reality. Boimler's got the Riker beard going, and he's got a little bit more confidence, but that's it. I like the Shaq. The Shaq two are just full on bum chums at this point. It's brilliant. But there's nothing to it.
Well, they say their favourite things are strangling Kardashians, and the other one's like, that's my Jew!
Mine too! I built my body on strangling, something like that. And then it was straight up, no matter what, you could see other Mariner was going to basically do the switcheroo. It was on the cards pretty much from 2 minutes after meeting them. That is what's going to happen. And you're right, it's the word is predictable. And it just felt like two stories that had run out of steam and didn't feel like they were going to go anywhere.
I can't, I'm sat here now with my notes in front of me trying to think of a moment to tell you. Like the other ones, I can pick moments. Oh, God, this joke was so funny. Oh, this bit was hilarious.
Well, which I just did with the final episode of Series 4.
In this episode...
Sorry.
See if that bit's picked up. I can't think of... There's funny bits, but there isn't a bit I can go to and go, oh, yeah, do you remember that bit was my favourite bit? There wasn't one.
I think the funniest bit in this episode is when all the pirates quietly admit to Tendi that, I don't want to kill people. Yeah. I want to get out of being a pirate as well. And that bit genuinely is quite a nice bit because it's just like she's realizing that actually not everyone on the Orion side of it are these horribly brutal people who just believe in pirating and stealing.
They had like cute bits. I'd say they had cute bits. Rutherford calling the other one Otherford.
Otherford.
That's cute. Funny.
And I like the bit was, what did you just call him? Oh, I call him Otherford. That's so... What's he say? He's obviously, does he say that's cute or no? He says, Boimler's bearded version. Yeah. Basically, he just goes, that's so, and you think, oh, he's going to say it's disgraceful.
Yeah, but he just likes it.
That's
yeah.
really cool. Yeah. I just really like it. Just really, really positive.
Other things I liked, blue Orions and green Orions. I thought, I actually quite enjoyed that they just pronounce it differently. Yeah. And it's just the girls and the boys are basically the same species. What else? Because I've made little lists all the way through. Oh, but...
yeah. And again, I'm thinking about the final episode of season 4, not the episode we're talking
about.
Yeah,
like, season 5.
No, because I just literally thought, oh, that was a really funny moment. Wrong episode.
Oh, Boimler getting off his chair and doing the Riker manoeuvre.
Yeah.
Again, a little moment, a nice, you know, a little funny little bit, but not really like a standout.
Or the Vulcan at the end going, remarkable. She swapped.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah,
I tricked
she's
you.
Joking.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I'm going through it, my notes here.
It wasn't a bad episode. Let's keep it at that, because that's an important thing to say. It isn't a bad episode. It's
definitely not bad.
It's got the DNA of Lower Decks. It's enjoyable. It's definitely better than some of the stuff we've had previously from other parts of the Star Trek universe. Mm. But it's not the quality I expect of Lower Decks. And my genuine concern is, were these written after they were told?
Yeah.
Your end of life.
We've got to wrap things up.
Basically, because does that mean the writers are like, well, what's the point? Why should I give the most? Why should I try and create something that people are going to really get invested in, get their heart invested in, when I know that when it comes round to episode number 8 or 10, whatever it is on Lower Decks, that's it.
Yeah. You know what was a nice touch, actually? Phillips, his alternate was King Phillips. That
yes,
is a nice callback
very
to very many, a few seasons
And that
before.
Was a great episode as well, when his like, mother's always trying to get him to take the throne.
Yeah. But again, it's kind of like, it's only funny because it was funny elsewhere.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Because it makes you think about a funny thing back.
So that was like, oh, that's King Phillips. That's the one decision that was made differently. He's actually still on the ship, but now he's king, you know, which was the whole problem with it. But I don't feel like I want to go play by play with it. Because it's so short. Just picking
there
moments.
There isn't much point. It actually felt heading towards... Excluding the comedy, it genuinely felt more towards a TNG episode.
Yeah.
We've got to build this bridge between the two ships. We can open it up. Oh my God. It turns out there's been a little bit of treachery. We've sorted it out. End of episode. That's a TNG episode.
Dare we say this one was phoned in? Is it that bad? I want to really make it point. I did enjoy it. But at no point did I actually sit there and laugh out loud. I got some smiles at myself of like, I like that. That's cute. But other episodes, I've literally burst into laughter.
Well, like I said, the final episode of Series 4, you need to watch.
Maybe I'll watch that tomorrow.
I was genuinely everything. So many different emotions.
Mm. Right, sorry, brief pause then.
So a couple of the bits we did notice then. Opening credit battle. There's a few things extra in it.
Is it the hand?
So there's a hand, which is Apollo's hand grasping the Borg cube from the original series, and that's from an episode called "Who Mourns the Who Mourns for Adonis," which is the episode which we were talking about at the beginning, which is the interracial kiss.
Right.
Basically, they worship Greek gods on this planet, these aliens, and that they basically use the Greek god powers to make them all do things that they're not meant to. You've got Tholian ships weaving a web from the original series, the Tholian web as well turns up in it. And then you've got V'ger's probe cloud from Star Trek The Motion Picture.
That's the giant thing, right?
That's the giant thing.
So I noticed the hand and the giant thing, yeah.
Yep, so we've got a little bit of a new one. I don't know if that's going to be in all of them or if that was just a particular one for the one-off. I'm hoping it'll be in all of them. It'd be nice that they've actually updated it a little bit for this series. Yeah.
It would be nice if they updated it every series.
It would be really
more.
Good.
That would have been quite a nice touch.
Maybe they did. Maybe we've just never
noticed.
Maybe we
didn't notice it, yeah.
The Blue Orions, then. Any idea where they came from? Because the Orions turned up in the original series.
No.
They turned up in the animated series.
Okay.
And they were a one-off character on the animated series, and they're probably going to be a one-off. Well, actually, no, they're not going to be a one-off character, are they? Because they've just gone to war with the
Green
Orions.
The Green Orions,
sorry. Yes, you're right. So we are in a really difficult spot because so often an episode of Star Trek gives us loads to talk about, and there isn't.
And yes,
not, I know we sometimes do the blow-by-blow, but even if I feels like we already have done the blow-by-blow bit to it by just talking about the bits that we enjoyed.
Yeah. It's a little bit bittersweet for me because it's the last Star Trek one we're going to be doing on the pod while it's named after Star Trek. Well, we're going to do Star Trek again, but it's not going to be for a while.
And let's face it, this is where the Untitled Trek show spawned from Lower Decks.
Yeah. And we did that Lower Decks episode with the guys from the Save the Lower Decks on Facebook. And it's technically the last season. And I just, for me, it's very bittersweet that I wasn't there thinking, oh, this is so good. I can't wait to watch all the rest of Lower Decks, you know. Whereas at the moment, I was like, I'm going to watch them because I love Lower Decks. But if I was basing my whole process on this one episode, probably wouldn't. I wouldn't be sat here going, you know, because I only watched Lower Decks because you were saying to me, you've got to watch this. You will like this. Because I, you know, remember we said, I just brushed it 100%. Off as a cartoon.
And don't forget, the first time I watched it, I wasn't blown away. I watched it in the wrong mood completely and just thought, oh, no, not more crap. Went back and watched it a second time and then was glued to it. So it's one of these shows that you do need to give a chance to, but also be in the right mind for. But it's not the matter of being in the wrong mind this time. It is just a matter of, the more I think about it, you nailed it on the head. It felt phoned in.
Mm.
I'm glad it's back, but I expected more.
Yeah. I think if you had said to me, oh no, this was a brilliant episode, I might have watched it again. Because I'm going to watch the end of season 4, which I really should have done. Maybe I should watch that and then rewatch this one and see if I think differently of it.
So,
plus, not using the eyes of I need to pay attention to certain bits of the show.
Yes, and I do wonder. Actually, I may be painting it even. I might be painting it in an unfair light here, as in I'm being unfairly positive about it. Because of how good the episode that preceded it was.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I came out of the episode before it buzzing.
Yeah.
Really, really buzzing, thinking, shit, we'd not seen Lower Decks this good. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. So I came into it full of dopamine, full of happiness, full of, I'm well up for this. I'm glad it's back. So maybe I'm being overly positive. Maybe you're not the one that's actually in the wrong here or thinking that you're in the wrong. Maybe it was overly disappointing for more than just us.
You know what I really like the idea of? When we start the show again next year.
Doing it with Star Trek.
No, and we talk about, because I think we're going to do Ghostbusters, aren't we?
Ghostbusters.
And we both go, what have you watched over the holiday? And all we do is talk about Lower Decks.
Transfer complete.
Well, that's it.
That is it.
That's it. So
the Christmas special.
The next episode is the Christmas special. I will pop a trailer out for it before then. And if I have a better idea of the exact date, still aiming for the 16th, but if something happens, you know, I'm realizing already it's going to be a massive, massive haul of a edit.
Yeah.
So as I said last time, if it's not out on the 16th, I will tell you when. Just check out...
Watch this space.
Yeah, check out Blue Sky Guy X, either mine or Tom's, whoever you follow. Doesn't matter. You'll see it on one of us. Yeah, so that's it for the Untitled Trek Show. If you want it, it's for hearing us two talk live on the Untitled Trek Show. That's the last one.
Yeah, so don't delete this feed after you've listened to this episode. We are just going to change the name on the feed. So the picture may or may not change. We've not decided on the artwork yet. I think that's going to fall really in line with deciding on the ultimate final name of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But the feed will remain this feed. So new episodes will still appear in this feed. We're not going to create a new one. You're not going to have to add something. You're going to search through the various archival bloody search facilities at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. Just keep this one. Name will change. It'll still be good.
That's it. And as we said, all the features are still going to be there. We're still going to be doing skits. It's still going to be the shit show. It'll still be the shit show.
Oh, the shit show is still going to be flying about the space.
And we'll have Trek Roulette. It might evolve slightly when it finally comes out. Mugwatch is going to evolve to the entire multiverse of all sci-fi.
And even actually, was there any mugs in this episode? No. I didn't spot any.
No, the only mugs was us watching it. zing!
Yeah. Oh, Paramount, what have you done?
And the brand new feature invented by TJ over on channel on the Variety Show pod is the nonce watch.
Oh God, no! That is not happening. We are not having nonce watch. It's going to be like trash talk.
Trash talk, yeah.
Mods watch.
Yeah, we miss you, Killer Rabbit, guys.
We do miss you, Killer Rabbits.
Command functions are offline.
Right, where can they find us? You can find us on our email addresses at podcasts@channel84.co.uk or Rob for me at channel84.co.uk or TJ.
There we go.
TJ at channel84.co.uk.
Even in the last episode of the Untitled Trek Show, he still can't do it.
What fucking ever.
TJ at channel84.co.uk.
And it is, our website is www.channel84.co.uk. And you can find all of the studio Channel 84 shows there. Untitled Trek Show, soon to be renamed something else. The Variety Show, which is Tom and I. Who Takes the Socks Off? Simon and Ross. And
Adam and Karen with lightly
Adam
used.
Adam and Karen with lightly used. I had a fucking blank then.
Yeah, I heard the brain fart.
Yeah, lightly used with Karen and Adam. Find us on Twitter. That's the Untitled Trek Show or the Variety Show. Are you the Variety Show on Twitter?
Underscore
the Variety Show.
Ooh.
Because we're underscore.
No, I'm underscore channel 84, aren't I?
So underscore channel 84 and underscore Untitled Trek Show. Over on Blue Sky, just search for the Untitled Trek Show.
Yeah.
Or
if you can look up, if you know how to use Blue Sky, go to lists and look up Studio Channel 84 and you can find all of us listed there and you can just follow us all with one click of a button.
That too. So that's it, I guess. Thank you very much, everyone, who've enjoyed the show.
Yeah, thank you for all the Star Trek questions, everything like that. It's not going anywhere. The show's still going to exist. We are still going to do Star Trek content. We're just expanding. Like the universe.
Since I did cut out of the last one, happy fucking Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Untitled Trek Show. This station.
Command functions are offline. Transmission terminated. Initializing transmission search protocol. Scanning. Estimated time unknown. Please stand by. Scanning. 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 Scanning.